Well, John, a big exhale of breath, the end of another long season as the Durham coach.
Yeah, they all seem like long seasons, but they all seem a little bit easier when you finish them on a high as well. So nice to finish with two wins in the Championship, and a pretty solid fourth position. Not spectacular, but we always strive to win the thing. But fourth's pretty solid, and despite a little blip in the middle, I think performance has been quite consistent.
You've actually ended up with 200 points as well, which betters, I think you got 188 last year, so there's a bit of an improvement there, and a cup final as well.
Yeah, the T20 Cup final was really important. It was nice to get somewhere in that competition for the first time for a while, really. And it was a really good day as well, so I don't know if now's the time to be thinking about the T20s, but it was great at the time, and we really enjoyed it, and it was a big part of the season for us.
It's been quite an emotional roller coaster of a day here. Hampshire have eventually gone down. You've seen your two batsmen who are about to leave for Surrey put on a massive partnership for you, a match-winning partnership with the second wicket today. And Lancashire fans all across Lancashire will be wanting to buy you a drink as well, I think, because you've kept them up.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Ashley Giles to phone me, actually. We've done Lancashire a favour, obviously. But, I mean, our intention this week was to try and play the best cricket we could. I mean, it's all we can do when we come here. Obviously, Hampshire had a bit more on the game than we did. And I think for us to produce, particularly in the last 3 days, the performance that we did when obviously they were scrapping for their lives was a pretty good effort on our part. If we could just play day one a bit better, I think we'd be even further up the table.
You've had some great performances in this match. I mean, I'll not forget in a long time. I don't think Michael Richardson's 99 to be stranded like that. I felt so sorry for him. Ryan Pringle, career best seven, bowing out the day. Mark Stoneman with a century and Scott Borthwick with 88. They've been invaluable, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They've all been fantastic performances. And while, any four-day game is about how the team comes together, you need individuals to put their hand up and put in big performances. As you say, I think you've mentioned the four key ones, and they all were key. The result wouldn't have happened without one of them. So we needed all four, and it was great. As you say, Mike Richardson's innings, you usually get what you deserve, but you feel you deserve one more run there.
As for the fact that Stoneman and Borthwick are leaving, you've got a massive hole to try and fill in the team there now, haven't you? I presume talks will be ongoing across the window, but you're really, I think, going to need to have to recruit from outside the club for the first time in years.
It seems likely. I wouldn't say for sure, but I agree that's a massive hole to fill from within. To fill from outside the club, but keeping sort of English-based players will be tricky as well, because the best players tend to stay with their own counties. In a way, an advantage is that we didn't have John Hastings this year, and that we now know that we can have an overseas option if that's viable for us, and we can look at that maybe.
Yeah. And for those who are panicking about the club's finances, we need to point out Phil Mustard, Mark Stoneman and Scott Borthwick are now off the payroll, I suppose, so that frees up a bit of money, although you do have to stick within an agreed budget.
Yeah, there's some pretty tight budgets, but I mean, most counties have pretty tight budgets, but ours has probably shrunk a little bit, that's true. The squad's going to shrink a little bit because of that, and that's something that we've known. As you say, you've mentioned the three key players, but there's also a couple of others who've had to take harsh decisions on the chin as well, and it's not been easy. And while it's nice to finish all wins over all the seasons, has been tough at times because we've had to have some pretty unpleasant conversations with some good guys. But as you say, the slight shrinking of budget, slight shrinking of squad, but maybe we'll be able to stick one or two more in over the winter.
Finally, there's been some great highs and a few lows this season. What's been the highlight for you?
T20 finals day was a great day. I thought the quarter final in the T20s was a great performance, and the semi was one of the best games of cricket I think I've seen domestically in England. It was a great game of T20 cricket, and we really played our part in that. Obviously, it was a little upsetting to come short in the final, but I don't think we'll forget our semi-final there. Southport was one of the great games of cricket as well, four-day game of cricket. Jimmy Anderson in their side, it was both sides, I thought, played outstandingly. Proctor's 100 in that was probably the best 100 against us all year. And then we sort of really fronted up at the end to get a win. It was all the way through those 4 days was excellent, high standard of cricket.